VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English and speaking skills. My name is Hubert, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hey, what's up, guys? My name is Hubert, and I am back again with another episode of VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Today's video touches on a controversial topic in the United States of America: gun ownership. This has been an ongoing debate for some time now, but can you believe that there is a US city that requires all its citizens to legally own a gun? Usually, this is a choice that a citizen can make entirely on their own, and in some cases, they cannot own a firearm at all. Be sure to watch the video to find out more. Also, I will be talking about a gun show loophole. A loophole is a way to escape a certain law or rule in the United States at the end of this episode. So be sure to stay tuned and find out what it is. All right, let's move on to today's featured sentence. The law requiring every head of household to own a gun was created over 30 years ago and claimed to be a crime deterrent. I'll say that again. The law requiring every head of household to own a gun was created over 30 years ago and claimed to be a crime deterrent. Moving on to pronunciation tips. The first word, requiring. Break it down into four syllables. Requiring. 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 Next word, deterrent. D has the long E sound, ter as in T-E-R, and unt. I know you guys want to say rent at the end, but try and aim for the unt sound. Deterrent. Deterrent. Next up, vocabulary. First word, household. Household. This means a group of people, often a family, who live together. Well, actually, today's featured sentence mentions the head of a household. That means you either have a child or you have a relative living with you, and you pay more than half the costs of the home. This law requires that this person legally owns a gun. It was supposed to prevent crime. Next word, claim. Claim. This means to say that something is true or is a fact, although you cannot prove it and other people might not believe it. Used in a sentence, you can say, "He claims he was the winner of the race, but nobody watched it happen." And lastly, deterrent. Deterrent. Deterrent means something that deters people from doing something. If you were to use it in a sentence, you can say, "Alarms can be a good deterrent to would-be robbers or attackers." And that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Now, let's get to the gun loophole. Did you know that when purchasing a gun in the USA, you must have a background check done on you? However, there is one way to get around this process altogether. That loophole would be the gun show loophole. According to this loophole, anyone can sell a gun, and the buyer would not require a background check from their home, online, or at a flea market or gun show, as long as he or she is not selling this as part of a regular business and is more as a hobby. In other words, it's a one-time sale and is from his or her personal collection. You cannot purchase guns as a gift for others. Obviously, this law is very uncertain and can mean something entirely different to someone else. All I can say is that it's complicated. All right, make sure you record your sentences so I can hear your beautiful voices speaking English. My name is Hubert, and I'll catch you on another episode of Pronunciation Challenge. Peace out.